Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. The show with health, energy, health, and science are pure health, science, and energy. Tonight's guest is going to be Steve Barish, and for you brand new listeners, I know we've got quite a few from Art Bell Land and George Norrie, Coast Radio, AM, Coast AM Radio. Steve is was my sidekick for a while, and then we had a shootout at the OK Corral, and then now he has his own show, and I bring him on once a month to talk about the latest scuttlebutt that we get, what he's been into, you know, what I've been into, what the audience has been doing, all that kind of stuff. So without any, how are you doing out there, Steve?
Hey, Fred, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. I guess when I did the Art Bell show the other night, or actually George Norrie, I'm so used to doing the Art Bell show.
But, right.
Anyway, I played this hydrogen amplifier on the air.
Wow.
And it's on YouTube, and it's the frequency of the hydrogen hydrogen atom.
Okay.
Based on some work at the turn of around the 1800s.
Right.
Yeah, it's actually mid-1800s by a guy named Jacob John Balmer. And when you hear this thing, it has a eerie resonance, and people start crying when they hear the sound. And I guess you called earlier, but it's on YouTube. And when you go to YouTube, it's the fifth. There's a bunch of new stuff up there about Dr. Fred, and it's the fifth topic on the quantum mechanics.
Oh, great!
By anybody from our camp, it was done. But the entire Art Bell show, the George Norrie show, seems to be all on YouTube now, which has been a first. So you can go over there and you can listen to it. Matter of fact, while we're talking, I'll go on over and I'll scroll it in for a minute. So
yes, please.
Yeah. So what have you been doing?
Well, I put my baby to bed. Put my 427 Cobra to bed.
Yeah. Didn't bite you, huh?
Yeah, it's getting a little cold out here. It's about 30 degrees, so I thought I'd put it in bed.
Parked for the winter?
Yeah, parked it for the winter. I'm going to put, I think, 4 Webers on it next year, and we'll take it up to about 650 horsepower.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty good, then.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
What's it rated at now?
It's 521 at the rear wheel.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a Roush. It's quite an engine.
I know I have my little Ferrari that I have. It's a little 400 horsepower thing, and it goes darn fast.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll get away from you. You'll get up to 600 horsepower, and you're going to really, you're almost like my race car, which I never drive because it's too fast. You know?
Yeah, I enjoy the car. I respect the car.
Yeah, you have to. People get in these things, and they don't realize how quick they can get away from you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are cars that you drive 100% sober. I mean,
right.
That means nothing in your system other than water and energy.
Absolutely. You got to be very focused.
Kill you in a second.
Right.
So while I'm looking for this thing on YouTube, what have you been doing the last couple of weeks since we've had you on or 3 weeks?
Well, I had been doing a lot of work. A lot of people have been calling in, thanks to you and thanks to Mikhail. I've been working with a lot of different people, and they've been calling me and healing them.
Oh, good.
And the work is becoming a lot more powerful, I guess. As I'm using my energy, I'm getting into a deeper consciousness state, and it seems to really be helping a lot of people. As you know, I've been doing a lot of work with the DNA and the RNA, and I'm able to see the DNA come out of the body. So, Mikhail, I need to call somebody who called, I think yesterday, who has stage 4 cancer.
Okay.
And so I'm going to give him a call tomorrow and work with him for about an hour or so.
Okay.
And but I've been really, really doing a lot of good work, you know, healing people. And it's really a lot of fun.
We never heard from that guy we had on there in Hawaii. What's his name from Hawaii?
No, never did. Never did, Fred.
Interesting, you know.
Never did. Don't know why.
Yeah. He was fun one night. We had him on, and then he was kind of like disappearing, you know.
You're talking about the healer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
And, I really enjoyed his presentation. Howard is his name. Howard,
yes.
Yeah. Howard Wills.
Yes.
Howard Wills.
Yeah, nice guy.
Where he does a lot of celebrity work and stuff.
Does he?
Yeah, so you've been working anymore with the with the projectors and the new...
Yes, I've been using the projector. It seems... I was going to talk to you this week about it, but I've been rather busy. The projector, I'm going into a different stage with it in terms of an energy field. I'm seeing more of an energy field around my third eye going out towards the people that I'm working on. So
yeah.
It's extremely powerful. I have the new projector, as you know. And it's a lot more powerful than the other one I had. And so you've got to really be focused.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
really got to be focused with this piece of equipment. And it's really great. It's very, very powerful, very potent, and it does do its work.
Yeah.
I put up my four projectors in my room again. And
oh, you did get them back up. Huh?
Yeah, I what I did for everybody after I moved my client's home, so I am elsewhere, and so I put them up on the wall, and it seems to give a very good response now. And I have a vortex over my room. I think it's probably about 2 miles high and probably about 6 miles wide.
Wow.
It really does quite a job. As a matter of fact, I've got a friend of mine that gets off the expressway about 5 miles from here. He can feel the energy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it does work, and it's quite interesting work. Really interesting work, and so it's a lot of fun for me. And thanks to you, it really works out well.
Yeah, I'm looking on YouTube now. When you go to YouTube, it doesn't mean you and then tube. It's YOUtube.
Oh, YOUtube. Okay.
Yeah. Were you guys looking for it today?
Yeah, and I couldn't find it. And as a matter of fact, I had some friends. I thought it was U2 that you were saying to me.
No,
but it's YouTube. Okay. YOUtube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Hang on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
That's George Norris. That's the full spectrum of hydrogen atom in the ultraviolet.
Yeah, I can see why people would cry for
it. George didn't like it, huh?
Yeah, that's wild. It cleared my heart.
Did it?
So I suspect that people are having a clearing and might not even know why they're crying.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it does clear the heart right away.
I mean, that's just over the telephone. Now imagine what it's like when the thing's in the room with you. You know
well,
what I mean?
I can feel the cells in my body really, really working. As a matter of fact, they're discharging now, so
you wanna hear it again?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Created by a guy named Randy Masters, who teaches up at the University of Santa Cruz. He's one of the professors up there. So I'm gonna put you on a different microphone here. It might sound a little different, but I think you'll hear it better. Hang on.
Okay. All right, here we go. We're gonna listen to Dr. Fred Bell. I'm ready, Fred.
This is not a song, this is a sound, this is quantum. Okay, here we go. Microphone on. Hang on.
Okay.
That's the full spectrum. Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
That is really cool. It opened up my third eye more, and I felt the energy going from my third eye to the heart down to my hands.
Yeah.
Things up immediately, Fred.
Yeah, no, and it works great with the ion shower, too.
Really?
Yeah, and I think, well, everybody's getting these. We've been selling the heck out of them, you know?
Okay, is that the Tesla ion shower that you're talking about?
Yeah, the Tesla ion shower and this thing here together is wild.
That's got to be really great, Fred.
Huh?
That's got to be really great because that energy, it opened up my third eye a lot more.
Yeah, I've just played it twice to realize we're just playing it over the phone, you know?
Yeah.
And that's recorded. If people want to find that, it's on YouTube. And then just go type my name in and go to Quantum Healing Part 5.
Okay.
It's two-thirds of the way through. There's George and I are on, and there's some questions and answers about some from people, and then we go to that.
Okay.
And it's really cool. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's really wild, Fred.
Yeah. Our quantum stuff is getting all over the internet now for some strange reason. It's quantifying, you might
Okay.
say. We're getting literally thousands of calls now off that one show.
Yeah.
Non-stop since for 2 weeks, like it usually is, though.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's got to be quite a presence in your home.
Yeah, it's about 34 inches long, 18 inches, 19 inches tall, and about 6 inches wide. And it's especially, what Randy does is he takes these aluminum rods and he takes a Hewlett-Packard spectrum analyzer. It costs like $50,000, a spectrum analyzer.
Uh-huh.
And they tuned them to 0.01% of an octave between about 6,400 and 3,400 angstrom units, depending
wow.
on the chime.
Yeah.
And that's C-H-I-N-E, not M-E.
Okay.
And these things hang, and then you have a wooden mallet, and you move them along, and it hits them, and it makes that sound. And then it starts resonating. So you take that thing, and you hit all, it's got 34 of these things you hit.
Okay.
You scrape them, and then it starts to go on its own.
That's really incredible.
Yeah, it just keeps vibrating after a while.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think we got a caller.
Yes, we do.
All right, caller, who is that?
Hello, Dr. Fred?
Yeah.
Hi there, I'm calling from London.
Oh,
I need to ask you a question. It's a little bit off topic, but it's regarding the Rife machine that you sell.
Which one?
Actually, I don't know which one it is, but it's... I do remember looking on the site and seeing it on the site. However, I can't really see it on
the
site
right now.
That's
probably that photon healer you're talking about, right?
Say again?
We have a photon healing device. It comes in a briefcase and it has this like a violet...
something similar to that.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, the reason I'm actually asking you this question is because in relation to, you know, I believe this could be some sort of pandemic on the way, and if such a strain of virus wasn't really programmed into the Rife machine, how would you go about sort of doing a culture test and so that you would know what frequencies to sort of attack it with?
Well, what I do, you know, is I use the ion shower, and if I were using that device, what it does primarily is it has these tubes in it that are full of different inert gases. I mean, there's neon and a bunch of the guy that makes them has about 5 different gases or 6 different noble gases that he uses.
Well, like a plasma.
Yeah, like a plasma.
Uh huh.
And it has a high voltage power supply.
Mm-hmm.
And you run it along. The way I've been taught to use it is on the immune system, you know, along your lymphatic lines, up and down your arms, and the lymph node points on your body. That's
okay.
For clarification. Then what I use is we use the ion shower, and then we use this new sound, this quantum sound stuff. And then are you wearing a receptor yet, nuclear receptor?
Not yet, but I'm thinking of getting one.
Yeah, when you get one of those. And then Steve will tell you what color of receptor does he need anyway.
He needs a emerald.
Emerald? Yeah.
Yes.
So you want to get an emerald one. And then what else? What do you want to add to that, Steve?
I think it would be wonderful for him. I'm wearing a nuclear receptor now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have diamonds in it, and it's just absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic. I've never worn anything as powerful as this.
Mm-hmm.
I wore if I remember correctly, I'm trying to think of the stone, a blue sapphire for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped me tremendously. Tremendously.
Okay.
It cleared out my... Matter of fact, I called Fred 2 days after I got it and told him I had a lot of black pouring out of my back. And he was telling me that was all the x-rays that I had. And they were coming out of my back.
Mm-hmm.
So he uses me like a testing person, so I can, you know, I can pretty well tell him what's going on. But it works. It's and I've seen it work a dozen times. I've seen shows with him. He's absolutely amazing with these necklaces.
Okay. So just
but,
to reiterate,
but emerald would work for you. That's a good vibrancy for you.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, if I was to get this Rife machine, it would automatically sort of kill off any sort of strain of virus.
Could you speak up a little bit? I can't hear. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So if I was to get the Rife machine, which you sell, that would automatically detect any sort of strain, like something like bird flu or anything like that, and sort of just get rid of it?
Fred, is that the new device that you're making that surpasses the Rife machine?
Well, no, that's the X1 healing machine.
Okay.
But this Rife machine is the most advanced one on the market.
Okay.
If you go to our website and at Paradigm, then you click on electronic healing. There's pictures of it in there. It's called electronic healing, and it has different wands, and it comes with a basic set of wands, and you can get. It also uses sound, I might add, but it does. It's not a sound that you hear like the big hydrogen generator chime thing we have.
Uh-huh.
It has a sound.
I'm looking at it, Dr. Fred, and there's only one listed there.
You can see a picture of it because the briefcase is open.
Yeah.
And in the picture, and it's strange. It's I've seen it do some pretty amazing things. You know,
Fred, is that the one that changes automatically to the frequency it needs?
Well, it does to a degree, yeah.
Okay.
It's not the old-fashioned Mora therapy that we used to bring over from Europe.
Okay.
Which is quite a bit more expensive. But for the amount of money, I think this is a good device.
Yeah.
Would this thing kill off any bird flu or anything like that?
Well, the Rife machine is extremely powerful. I've seen them work.
Yeah.
And I have a friend that has one. Fred's stuff is quite interesting because it really works.
Uh-huh.
And if he's telling you this piece of equipment works, it works.
Mm.
Yeah. And then the other thing that we use is the mini Firestar, the MicroStar. That's another really powerful healing device that some people use with this thing. There's a lot of things that are accessorized that we add. People add. They'll get one thing and then they'll use it. And they like it for a while and then turn around and add to something else. That's what Steve did. You know, he started out with one receptor and worked up from there. Now he's got a whole house full of stuff.
Yeah. Is this the machine that when you put it over you in some way, it sort of goes back in time or something? Is that the one you're showing me?
Yeah, it has probes on it with big rubber handles.
Yeah.
And you hook them up to a power supply.
Yeah.
And the power supply sends out radio frequencies into your body that are, you know, concurrent to the right frequencies of the body. That's determined by the gas, you know.
The gas determines the frequency you need?
Yeah, exactly.
How does it know that?
Because when you study chemistry and you study inert gases and what they call noble gases, the basic one that they all work from is the hydrogen atom, because your body is oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon is the solid, and the other three are gases. The hydrogen atom is your immune system and your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So all these systems work from there out, like that tone generator I just played works from a dark red violet up into violet, because that hydrogen atom is violet in color. A lot of people don't realize that, but it's a violet-colored atom in its frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So what these guys do with the biophoton machine is they mix, they use a basic xenon gas, which works in violet, then they add argon, neon, helium, or, you know, whatever else that they want to add to it. We also have violet lasers, and we also have blue lasers. We use lasers, too.
But for
what you're talking about, this is probably the best thing, especially being in England.
Yeah, because I was thinking of getting it as some sort of insurance policy in some way in case anything happened.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. So can you just give me the name of the model of the Rife machine which you're talking about?
Okay,
the one with the plasma thing in there?
It's a Paradigm, and it's called, it's just called the Biophoton/OEM is what it's...
Oh, the thing in the briefcase, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here.
And one more thing. In regards to vitamins, I noticed that you said a lot of vitamins, and one of them is called full-spectrum vitamins.
Yeah.
And does it have things like L-carnitine and arginine and all that sort of stuff in
there? Yeah, we put that in our vitamins.
Oh, excellent.
And the reason we put that in there is because the pituitary gland, which secretes vasopressin, which works on, gives you a feeling of well-being and stimulates the immune system, antagonized by automobile and truck and airplane gases, fossil fuels. So that's why we put all those amino acids in there.
Excellent. So if I wanted the sort of daily vitamin thing, I would use the full spectrum one?
Yeah. And also you want to get our trace minerals.
Right. The trace minerals are wonderful. I just ordered two bottles of trace minerals and another bottle of vitamins, and,
uh-huh.
and I really love it.
Yeah.
Really? Excellent.
I just got it today.
Did you take an emerald? Is that right? An emerald?
Yes.
Start off
okay.
with like a sterling silver one, you know?
A sterling silver one?
Yeah, those are pretty strong. You won't have to spend a lot of money on it. The gold ones are really pricey. And if you can spend all this money on this other stuff, you might want to, you know, get the most for your most bang for your buck.
Yeah.
I would go with a silver one, maybe a dual tone with a gold bridge on it.
A dual tone, yeah?
Dual tone, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. It's been very helpful.
And where in England are you?
I'm in London, Wimbledon.
Oh, Wimbledon. Okay, great. Yeah,
yeah.
My daughter just
coming
went
over?
Back to the Isle of Wight yesterday. She was over here. She lives on in Shanklin in the Isle of Wight.
Uh-huh.
Flew back on Virgin on flight number 8 last night. I guess it's only a 9-hour flight, but she's so high energy, she never sleeps. And she called me this morning. It was about, I don't know, 9 o'clock. She'd been up like 30 hours. You know, she's only 20.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I do the same thing. I'm a cab driver.
Yeah, it's a lot of work flying around. I don't like to do that anymore. I've done it, but man, oh, man.
No. Well, listen, thanks, guys. It's been really helpful.
Yeah, what do you do over there anyway?
Say again?
What do you do in Wimbledon? What do you do?
I'm a cab driver.
Oh,
taxi
cool.
Taxi driver.
Yeah, and none of those great, big, tall, cool cabs, those black ones? Or are you kind of more modern?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's got more seats in it. I do private chauffeur-type taxi work.
Oh, okay. Because I remember I used to go to Gatwick or Heathrow, they'd always pick me up, and they're like old-fashioned-looking bodies, but they're really roomy
that's
and
right.
comfortable.
Well, there's a newer
modern,
model with an old-fashioned
really,
body.
Yeah, they're really practical, whatever they are. That's cool.
But
you need a receptor and a pyramid on your head if you're driving a cab.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'd get a lot of comments, obviously. Listen, while we're on the subject of pyramids, can I ask you a question? You know, you say the pyramids, like the Power Dome and stuff like that, you know, they're supposed to be very good for you.
Yeah.
Is there any sort of technology that you're aware of, like Carillion photography or something like that, which I could use to sort of view the intensity of the sort of, you know, the actual energy itself that you can recommend?
Again, right here, I can recommend the art, what?
No, you know, for example, you know when you put a Power Dome on, yeah?
Right.
Yeah, it's supposed to work quite well on you, yeah?
Yeah, it detoxes your brain, it stimulates your adrenals.
Exactly, but from a sort of scientific standpoint, is there any way that I can sort of view this energy using sort of Carillion photography type technology? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean like negative stuff against negative energy.
Well, no, actually, what I really want to do is like, for example, you know, a lot of people speak about orgone energy. Yeah?
Right, that's what we use the technology in our pyramids. Yeah.
Yeah, but how can I, as an individual, sort of view the orgone energy, like on some sort of screen or something, you know, using some sort of technology that we have? Is there any way that you know of that I can
do that? Well, the way orgone technology works is that in the pyramids, we use active and passive metals, and it causes the quantum field or the electron field to accelerate around the atomic structure or a matrix.
Yeah.
And so in the case of the pyramid, the matrix is the entire pyramid, and then when it goes on your head, it then aligns itself with your entire aura field or your body.
Uh-huh.
Other people will use them to charge food, to increase to age wine more, treat water. You know, you can look at the water molecules. You can photograph, you freeze them into ice and look at them before and after pyramid treatment, and you'll see a difference.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. You can germinate seeds in them. You can grow brine shrimp. They'll live a lot longer in the orgone energy. The way Wilhelm Reich did it, he used to use steel wool and cotton and make blankets for arthritis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a different application than what we do, but it's the same way a transistor works, by the way. It's also the orgone field, but in science, they want to call it substrate layers. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Where you're either speeding up an electron or you're speeding up the nucleus, the proton, and most of the time the electron. Because it's a smaller particle. If you start speeding up the proton, then you're starting. They say now you're smashing atoms. You know, you're getting large amounts of mass, and you're going into a nuclear side of it.
Okay.
Which is a little hard on the body.
Yeah. But there's no way of actually viewing the orgone energy being drawn in through the pyramid, then.
Right. Yeah. It's drawn into the pyramid, and the way it works in the body, the orgone energy in the body works through the operation of the endocrine system. The endocrine system is a classic orgone generator because vibration, the endocrine glands don't have any way to secrete hormones into the bloodstream other than the walls of the endocrine glands themselves, which are capillaries, collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens when you have the right vibration, which the pyramid creates or a receptor creates,
mm-hmm.
it relaxes the wall in a strategic manner, a harmonic manner, and
mm-hmm.
sends waves or orchestrates the hormonal system in the body, which then goes up to the brain, orchestrating the firing of the synapses in the brain.
Actually, he has a pyramid that he's sending me now. That's for the bed. You can actually sleep under it.
Yeah, that's really
amazing. Yeah,
I've
seen that.
Sleeping
I've
in one
that.
Of those things is really amazing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to save up for one of those. But.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. You've been really, really helpful.
All right. Well, have a good evening.
I don't want to take up too much of your show time.
That's
right.
Okay.
You have a good one now. Ciao. Bye.
Take care. You know, that's interesting, Fred. That pyramid. We can talk about that when I get in.
Because you're so vocal on our stuff, you're going to have a blast when you.
It's got to be incredible, Fred. We can talk about it on the radio. I can talk about it on my show. I can tell people what it's doing. That'll be interesting to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
No, I agree with that. You'll
Absolutely.
Have a blast with it anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people don't understand the orgone effect. But when you get, it's basically an energy amplifier. That's what it is. Even the receptor, to a degree, it's orgone plated. And it has an orgone field, but it isn't the end result. The end result is to get your body in movement and rhythm. And
The
stronger the orgone effect of the device, the stronger does the rhythm of the orgone effect in the body start to manifest itself.
Yeah, that's got to be incredible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, where do you get a pyramid over your bed, capstone, and the orb,
right?
Then start shooting a laser into it.
Boy, yeah.
Oh, boy, that into this crystal, which is hanging inside the...
Right.
And in the orb.
I can't wait for that.
Underneath.
That'll be a blast.
Yeah, we hang it underneath the capstone.
Okay, cool.
So you can lay in bed and see it.
That'll be incredible.
Yeah, and then if you use a green laser, the red one is pretty comforting, which is
right.
The first ray. When you use a third ray energy, the green one, that's really intense.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's super duper duper intense.
Wow, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah, anybody else wants to call in, go ahead. We're in a mood for callers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can do healings. We can talk about anything you want.
Yeah.
Please give a call in. You know what's interesting about the nuclear receptor is that when we were in New York, there were so many people there.
Yeah.
They were just surrounding us. Just, you know, when you did that show, it was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, did you know that's on YouTube, too, some of it?
Yeah.
It's, the UFO panel is on YouTube now, too. It's in there. You just have to look. It's under my name there.
Okay, we'll take a look and see.
Yeah.
As soon as I can. My computer's down, so I have to wait for it to be fixed. But other than that...
What's wrong with it?
I don't know, Fred. It's an older computer. It's about 7 years old, so it's giving me some trouble.
Oh, how old is it?
About 7 years.
Yeah, it's time for a new one.
I think you're right.
Throw that one out.
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't have much money.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and get yourself a new one.
Absolutely.
And they're not that expensive. You get a really nice one for $700 to $800, a little laptop, and carry it around.
Cool.
Yeah, they're not that much.
No, they're not that much at all. But is there another show going on in New York in March, I understand?
Yeah, March.
Are you going to be there?
On the website. It's the latter part of March. That's what I call the cold show. It's always cold back there when I come and do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll be back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're coming back. I already signed up for that show.
You did?
Yeah.
Am I coming up there or what?
Yeah, you'll be working the booth.
Okay.
Did you have fun?
Oh, Fred, what a blast. You know, the people are so nice in New York. It was such a blast working with them. I mean, everybody was interested in the nuclear receptor and the projector and the projectors, and there was so much to look at on your table.
I know. We have a lot of stuff.
It was wonderful. You got a good crew there.
Yeah, we have a good crew. They're pretty knowledgeable.
Very nice.
We did a lot of muscle testing, that's for sure.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. A lot of it.
Yeah, by the way, our call-in number is, toll-free number is 877-876-5227, and then the direct line is 530-876-3222, if you know what numbers to call. And Lenny, how's your show been doing?
My show's been doing pretty good. You know what happened the other day? I think we were talking about it. I had a woman who was sitting in her car.
Yeah.
And I healed her as she was sitting in the car, and the car went dead. I don't understand that one at all.
Oh, you're blowing up cars again.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That and shutting off electricity in houses, and then it came back on. I had one guy in Sweden that called me and said his electricity went out, and as soon as I was off the phone, it came back on again.
Really?
Yep.
That's funny.
That's wild.
That's really funny.
That must be something with this new projector. It makes it awfully powerful.
Yeah, well, yeah, those projectors. Remember, that's that quantum field, you know.
You bet.
And it swaps around. There's so much. When somebody, that lady must have been pretty sick.
Well, yeah.
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 Because if it created enough energy to do an EMP pulse, which would have shut her car down, that person had a real problem.
Yeah. 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 She was having a really rough time. And she was living in Washington at the time, Washington, D.C., and it really worked. Hello?
Yeah, we got another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi. My name is Debbie. I'm from California.
Where at in California, Gabby?
The Bay Area.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I just kind of picked up, I've been trying to get on BBS for quite a while, and it seems like I've just, you know, never had the time, and I sort of just picked up the last probably about 10 minutes of this segment, and I was very interested in what you were having to say. I wondered if you could recap any of it just a little bit regarding the biophotons and the machine itself, because I'm interested in understanding it.
Yeah, the biophoton is a oscillator. It's an alternating current oscillator that stimulates a gas tube, and the gas tube is put on different parts on your body. And it relieves tension and mucus, and it relieves all the tension and the immune system. It just gets the lymphatic system. It stimulates it so that it starts working much better than it normally does. Because ELF from all these different satellites and HARP and, you know, other transmitters and all kinds of stuff has a tendency to block the lymphatic system, and that's your consciousness, and it works through the hydrogen atom. So we were talking a little bit about the hydrogen atom and how it all works.
Right.
And you can learn more. Are you new on BBS or what?
This is my first time actually on the air or listening to a live show. It's just been, like I said, it's been a while for me to try to get to this. I've had problems with my computer going down.
Oh.
But it's not an old computer. It's a laptop that overheated. And so best advice out there, if you're going to use a laptop like a PC, have a chill pad.
Funny.
But, no, yeah, it's pretty interesting. I am involved in marketing a medical-grade ionizer, and it's a water machine that actually has the capacity to make five different kinds of water, all the way from an acidic 2.5 for, antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral. They're using it in, like, oh, gosh, over 800 hospitals in Japan as a disinfectant. It's also used to treat atopical kind of diseases, and Dr. Soto, I'll get the name back for you later if you're interested. He actually is the doctor that devised the colonoscopy device, so that it was a non-invasive type surgery.
Right.
So having to go through the abdominal wall, has put his patients on a specific pH diet to alkalize their body, and has had them drink this water, which is the most powerful and antioxidant available on the market, as it's the only medical-grade machine. And he's had a lot of phenomenal things happen. I'm just getting kind of interested into the electromagnetic forms of healing, pyramid healing, things like that. I don't know a lot about it, but I do know that there are days that I have tremendously good energy, and then I feel like I can hardly get out of bed. And it's fluctuating a lot to a point of frustration for me. So I guess kind of what I was calling in about was to get is there a website you can direct me to where I can
The best way to get to a website is to type my name in the search engine, Dr. Fred Bell.
Okay.
That way you can remember it. And you'll go over to, that'll take you over to Paradigm. And then at Paradigm, you can go through, get one of my books, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light. It's a 500-page book. And that will take you into all of this stuff, the stuff you're working on, everything that's out there. I pretty much wrote about a while back because I've been doing this for about 35 years.
Well, actually, this water is called Kangen water. The Japanese gave it that name, which means return to life.
Yeah.
And they're using it exclusively, have been for over 30 years, but we're just now getting it in the United States, like over the last 4 years.
Yeah, I'd like you can email me at fredbell@pyridine.com.
Okay, if you just say Dr. Fred, we're kind of talking over each other here. I'm sorry. Would you repeat your website address again for me one more time, please?
Oh, yeah, it's Dr. Fred Bell, and
Dr.
that'll
Fred
take you
Bell.
To Pyridine, okay, .com. And rather than spell it, P-Y-R-A-D-Y-N-E, but you'll see it on the Internet. And when you get over there, just click on it and go to it, and then my email address is fredbell@pyridine.com.
Okay.
So you'll be able to figure that out as soon as you see it on the Internet, and then, of course, if you go over to YouTube, YouTube, not just a U, but YouTube, type my name in over there, and you'll see a lot of my devices demonstrated with videos.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's
I
a lot
could
of
actually,
demonstrations, many videos over there.
That would be excellent. I'm happy to link you, too, on the demos that were done on the water, which is pretty mind-boggling, but you sound like you're up on this a lot. Have you read Dr. Seng Wang's Reverse Aging? Are you familiar with that book?
No, not familiar with it.
Okay, they do cover some of the things like the water properties, the structure of water, how microclustered water is much more.
Yeah, I know Pat Flanagan.
I've met Flanagan. I used to work with Dr. Christopher Hills out of Boulder Creek.
I knew Christopher Hills too. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a wonderful guy. So he actually directly sponsored my husband and I at the time into Light Force, and we came on because of this big splash ad about the first natural weight loss pill. And so, boy, we had a market going because it really worked. It was a pretty excellent product.
Loved his books. I read all of Chris Hill's books, you know, and he used to make some great dowsers. You know, you're dowsing it.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason why our spirulina was so much superior.
Oh, I used to take that spirulina. I took a lot. I was a member of that. I bought that stuff and used it religiously because I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I used that
for
years till they didn't make it anymore.
Right. But you said something too quickly here. I don't want to take up all this telephone time, but that to call in about a healing, what do you do, intuitive healing or what?
Well, yes. Steve does that. Explain to you what... Steve, explain what you do on your show.
I can actually see into the body. I've been clearing you for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have.
I've gone through a tremendous amount of upheaval over the last week, so you're probably picking that up.
You should actually be feeling your third eye opening, actually.
Okay.
And your tummy's a lot clearer. It was a little dark when I started working on it. You should be able to feel the light in your stomach and your third eye already. Can you feel the energy flowing through you?
In my forehead, I am. I'm a little nauseous, actually, in my intestinal tract right now.
Yeah. Well, you're clearing a lot out. That would be really good. So I've been working on you for the last 5 minutes or so, maybe even 6 minutes. And also, when you were talking about water, you can actually put your hands around water and change the whole molecular structure of the water.
Yeah, which brings back my old upbringing in the church of how powerful it was to pray before your food.
Yes.
Before you consume things, because you really do change its vibrational structure.
Yeah, you can take your hands and put your hands around the food and just change the energy of the food to match yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with water. I've actually... held water for about 30 seconds by putting my hands about 3 feet away from the water and actually see the pure white light go into the water. And I've had people stand 20 feet away and actually feel the energy of the water. So there's a lot that you can do with water. It's a tremendous amount.
I've seen the crystal shots that were done with giving the water a beautiful representation like love or happiness or something like that, and then turning it around by saying something like greed or you know, something that would be nasty, and the crystal actually begins to deform, or it doesn't form into an absolute crystal.
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Yamamoto does that, and then he freezes it and takes pictures of it over in
Japan.
Yeah.
I have, well, my daughter has his book. We partly use that. In our, when we do our water demonstrations, one of the things we have people do is put their fingers in a glass, and we're demonstrating the tap water and the significance of chlorine and how your body's absorbing that, along with the other 850-some, you know, contaminants that are in our water, or that's probably not even touching the surface. But if you hold your fingers inside a tap glass with tap water, first test the water for chlorine before, and then put a clear glass of tap water and have the person put their fingers in the tap water. And while they're in the tap water for just a few minutes, you have them remove their fingers, put in the droplets for testing chlorine, and the chlorine doesn't turn yellow. The water does not turn yellow. It's immediately absorbed by the body. And here in California, they've just tripled our fluoride levels in our drinking water. And there's a lot going on. For me, I really want to become more astute, and I need the energy to get done what I want to do, to retain a good frame of mind and not get so depressed with all the stuff that's happening, because I'm absorbing a lot of these things and I'm frustrated. I want to do so much more, and I feel like, I know it's just in my head, but it feels like I'm stuck, and I don't want to be stuck anymore.
Do you have a nuclear receptor, dear?
A what?
A nuclear receptor. Dr. Craig Bell sells a nuclear receptor, and it actually gets rid of a lot of the toxins in the body. As a matter of fact, I've seen him put on a show where he made somebody sniff glue, and the arm went right down kinesiology-wise. And as soon as he put his necklace on that person, they couldn't move their arm down at all, even after sniffing the glue, which meant that it was cleared right away. You might think about getting a nuclear receptor. They really, really work.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. I know one of the things that's not good for me is I've lost a lot of teeth over the years, and they're connected to strong chakra points, and I have metals in my mouth that I need to be removed, and I'm wondering if a lot of this has contributed to that toxicity.
Yes.
Yeah, and I wrote a book back in 1979 called The Death of Ignorance, and there was a Reverend Earl, I think it was Earlsley, in Oxford, England, in a church, and he did a blessing on the water, and then they photographed it with a roof-down camera, and it had this beautiful star-shaped energy field to it, and later on we did a microscopic photograph of the metal titanium, and it had the same exact shape. So we started making titanium pyramids, and those are really good to raise your energy level up. It's called the Power Dome, and you'll see it on our website. And they're very, very popular, and they come in different strengths.
Definitely got to check out your website. You got a lot of interesting things there.
How did you find out about us, anyway?
Well, I'm on the mail out list with James Gilliland, and so he puts his updates on into our emails when he's going to do a As You Wish talk radio.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so I thought, you know, I'm going to get this thing while I have a few minutes up and running so I can try to connect. And I thought, well, I'll just try the present show, and I just really am glad I did.
Yeah. I'll be up there giving a talk on the 8th of December. It's soundhealingcenter.com for their schedule if you want to drop in. You can. It'll be in downtown San Francisco. What part of the Bay Area do you live in anyway?
Oh, I'm like 25 minutes from San Francisco, 30 minutes.
Which town?
Yeah. You know, I apologize, this is stuck on phone. I need you to repeat one more time that address.
Which town in in that area, in the Bay Area, where do you live? I mean, what town?
Oh, what town do I live in, did you say?
Yeah.
I live in Vallejo.
Oh, I love Vallejo. Yeah, I love it up there. Oh, it's
well,
so pretty.
Well, I hate it.
Oh, I love it up there. I remember, is that submarine base still there?
Mare Island, you mean?
Yeah.
No, they closed Mare Island down. That was a huge nuclear waste site.
Was it?
A nuclear waste site where they were moving nuclear waste from submarines.
Yeah.
That were docked there from the war. And it took, I don't remember how many years, way over a decade to clean up the waters. So now they have housing out there on Mare Island.
Yeah.
And they have
when I was in the Air Force, I spent a lot of time up there.
Travis,
and I went on the base a lot, and then
Travis,
I was stationed way up at Point Arena, but I always used to come down to Santa Rosa and then come over to Vallejo. I just thought it was a cool little town, you know?
It actually is a quaint little town. Where do you live?
I live in Laguna Beach. down south here.
Madeira Beach?
Laguna Beach. It's down by
Laguna.
Diego. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, halfway to San Diego from L.A.
I know where Laguna Beach is.
Yeah. It's pretty down
there. Well, in fact, a lot of what we're doing with the water is located in Garden Grove. So we do
I'd like to know more about it. Maybe you can put...
Well, definitely I'm going to send you some information, and I'm going to be checking out your stuff. And Debbie just wants to get up and running. And you know, I don't want to... I know this sounds wimpy, but I am dealing with... I'm highly intense emotionally, and I don't want to attribute it just to hormonal change and all that other stuff, even though everything plays a part. I really feel it's outside of me, and I'm absorbing it. I don't think it. I think it's a consciousness that I need to learn how to recognize and not allow to enter into my space. And those are the kinds of things that I feel I need to get centered in. And
well,
your throat
chakra is opening up right now. It's sending out tremendous light right now, and it's sending it into your aura, and that'll protect you a lot.
Well, I've been told I have some pretty dandy main guides there, golden light beings, and they're around me a lot. And I, you know, one day, if it ever leads to this, I'll tell you how many times my life has been saved.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And being in the light, what that experience is like, and all of the other things that go along with my experiences.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is, but I want to be able to live up to it, and it's just that gut thing. Like, it feels like when I talk to you, right where my solar plexus is, it just feels like it's something hard inside of there.
Well, we can clear that out very quickly. You should be able to feel light in there already. Can you feel that? You should be able to feel a vibration right through your whole body, actually.
I actually feel a very, very faint vibration.
Yes.
But what I did notice today when I was meditating, I was working on just sending love to the earth and to everyone everywhere, and just, you know, not trying to focus on my own situation. And I started feeling almost like a massage where my third eye is and
mm-hmm.
where my crown chakra is. It's
mm-hmm.
almost like somebody was touching me with their fingers.
Yes.
And like a little child would be soothed. That's kind of
yes.
how I felt. So.
Yes.
I am connected. I just want to become proficient and use these abilities, I think, that are innate in all of us, but some of us are more receptive than others, and I would like to be involved in that process.
You're as receptive as anybody else. All you need to do is believe in yourself more.
Yeah.
That's the important thing, is belief. You've got the power to do that right now. I mean, you're so connected that I'm opening you up very, very quickly, and there's no reason why you can't do that for yourself. You just have to believe more in who you are.
Get the fear factor out of the way.
Pardon?
I said probably it's that fear factor we need to get out of the way.
It could be. The other thing is that you need to tell yourself that you're loved very, very much. That God is with you all the time. Absolutely all the time. He's never out of your way at all. As a matter of fact, there's angels to the right and angels to the left of you right now, and you should be able to feel that yellow light right above your head. Can you feel that?
I feel a heat, a warmth coming off the top of my head.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
just by saying it can happen. So you've got the power to do that also. I'm not special. I'm not anybody special. I'm just a human being that says that you can have anything you want. All you have to do is believe in yourself.
And I would definitely never lay a trip on you to try to fix me, because I really believe that you're right. We all have the ability to do these things, and I just, what I have had to do is give myself permission to move forward, and that's been the difficult part for my process, is not allowing myself the happiness that I know I'm capable of creating. So it's kind of a form
actually of the happiness is the happiness is already there. All you need to do is actually believe in yourself. Believe that it's there. It's there already.
And just get out and go, huh?
Absolutely.
Hey, I really do appreciate your compassion and your wisdom and the host for having you on the show.
Thank you.
And I will be listening to the rest of the program and hope you have some more callers come in.
Yeah,
God bless you.
And then when you get a chance, just go on. And we have archives. I've been on this network for 3 years, so there's a lot of archives and a lot of shows, and if you skim around them, you'll have a lot of fun. Then I have another website. It's called raysoftruth.tv. You might want to check that out and become a member of that. So you'll see all this stuff up on the Internet, and we have a lot of fun on the Internet. We have a very large web presence in 104 countries. So.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so we do have a lot of fun here.
So, okay, well, you have a nice evening, and God bless.
Abby, thanks for calling in. Call in again sometime.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.
Oh, nice see, there goes another program. Put your phone number out, because I got these new Art Bell listeners over here, and we also want to thank the people down at Sam Talk 1340 AM in Florida, making us the voice of Tampa Bay. I didn't acknowledge you guys tonight. I apologize.
Right.
Yeah, so anyhow, put that phone number of yours out there.
Okay, phone number is area code 585-461-3319. And I heard from Dr. Valerie. And
how's she doing? I got some emails from her. Sounds like she's doing all right.
She's doing wonderful. She's doing a quantum vortex experience in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And she's using your projectors, and it's really powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Can I give out her phone number? Would that be all right?
Go ahead. Put it out.
Okay.
There.
It's, let me see if I can find it. I'm sort of excited for her. It's 1-928-301-2131.
Yeah, try that again.
1-928-301-2131. And I know she'd love to hear from people because she's doing a great job with those projectors.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I'm glad you're having fun. And when can people hear you on your show?
I'm going to be on tomorrow night. I'm going to be on 6 o'clock tomorrow night. I'd love to have you on one of these days.
Yeah, I'll come on again. My daughter just went back to England, and
I know you've been busy.
I've been doing the George Norrie show. I've been buried over here.
Yeah.
And we've been painting the house on top of that, and that takes up a little bit of time, cleaning up every day. So I've been buried, but we'll get caught up here in another month.
Fantastic.
That's what I always say, but it's never true. And I got a book to write, too.
Yeah.
And I've got people who want me to finish the X1 healing machine and fund that, and I don't even know when, it's like I can't even do that right now.
I can't even wait till you get that out. That's got to be an incredible machine.
Yeah, we're going to get that out.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're running out of time. Anything else you want to say in closing before I get on my jet ski and boot out of here?
Just wanted to thank you very much for being you.
All right, thank you for being you. We're going to see you personally. Steve and I are going to be in New York City the latter part of March at the New Yorker Hotel. I'll be in December 8th up in San Francisco at the SoundHealingCenter.com giving a seminar up there for one day. I think January 26th or 27th we're going to be at the Marriott in Woodland Hills, California for a three-day Sound Healing Conference. And I think some other stuff coming up next year, so I'll keep everybody informed. And then, of course, the Laguna Beach Seminar will be coming up in May of next year at some point, probably after Memorial Day. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Thank you for making it one of the most popular shows on the Internet. And I'm going to, don't forget, we're going to do the Hot Rod to Hell segment, too. I haven't forgot about that. I know a lot of my loyal listeners missed that. I just haven't had time to do all that, but we're going to. So bring me my trusty steed. I'm out of here. Here I go. Whoa.